This is Harry Murray at Murray's Flash Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. May the 16th, we're going to talk about what's happening in the smallmouth bass world, because I had terrific fishing yesterday evening, and I just want to share some of this with you. For me personally, the middle of May is sort of the wake-up time for smallmouth bass. Our stream levels are still, well, you might actually say full. So you got to play that full water level. Oh, you can float them, you can weight them. Yesterday evening I weighed and did real well. The water temperature right now of yesterday evening was 66 degrees. Now that's warm enough to really start things for happening and starting the bass to feed aggressively. Let's look at some of the tactics I like to use early in the season in these water levels, the flies I use, how to fish some of the specific flies. At this time of the year, I'm thinking big fish, and I got a dandy last night. But I am thinking bigger than average bear on this thing. Therefore, I go to big streamers. Now, when you're thinking big streamers, I'm talking about size 4 streamers now. Big streamers, we're using a 2X bright butt leader with the SA indicators along the length. I'm using a 7-weight rod that'll let me handle these big flies. Now, the flies I've been doing real well with. Last night, I took almost all of my big fish on the Murray's Magnum Darter, and that's in a size 4. Now, this is a heavy fly. It's a big fly, so you want to stay up with a good line size. Over the past week, when we've been floating the river, the Murray's Magnum Hogsucker has just been unbelievably good. And also, last night, I caught one pretty good-sized bass. When I landed him, I was unhooking him. I saw something sticking out of his throat. I pulled it out, and it was the remains of a creek chub minnow. And the creek chub that was remaining in that guy was about best part of 4 inches long. So the creek chub darter that we do is a good pattern to use now. Now, let me talk a minute about how to fish streamers if you haven't played this game much. In streamer fishing, I'm practically always wading downstream. I'm casting down and across stream at about a 10-degree angle. When the fly drops into water, I give it time to sink deeply. All this spring and even yesterday, I was using a Teeny 200. That's a sinking head line, goes down like man overboard. If you don't have that, you can use a Scientific Angler Mastery Sink Tip 3. But I've been using the Teeny 200 type line all spring, because that really takes them down. All right, now let's go back where we were. I'm casting down and across stream. I'm letting them sink real deeply, and then I start stripping them across stream about 6 inches every 10 seconds. Strip, strip, strip. Now, very important, since we're talking some big fish, you want to be aware of that strike right away, and you want to be in control of the drift of that fly. In order to achieve this, you want to make sure your rod tip is pointed where the line is coming out of the water. Now, what that enables you to do is control the drift of that fly, and it also enables you to feel the strike the instant you get it. And when you get a strike on these big flies down deeply this time of the year, you want to set the hook very forcefully with both your line hand and the rod hand. Stick it to him just as hard as you can. You're not going to break him off on a 2X leader. So that's the way I like to fish streamers at this time of the year, and it is a big fish time of the year. So give these a try. See what you think. Touch base with me here at the Fly Shop in Edinburgh. I'll be glad to show you the areas we're fishing. In fact, we're getting quite a bit of rain right now, so I'll show you the areas that you can get above some of these heavier streams. So either stop in or ring me at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.